This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here in the Real Time. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Another one. But this is really only the second person that's really nailed, but I kind of agree with him. All right, so I'll put a question up to you guys before we get rolling. So, Danger Zone, as you know, is the theme to the show. I've always liked it. We've had it for a while. I'm told it's so 1980s. It's time for me to come into the new world where we actually use electricity and cars instead of horses and a manual well. So if you guys got any ideas for a new theme song, why don't you just send me a link. So send me the name of the song. And no foo-foo stuff, okay? No flower power stuff from the 60s, none of that, right? And nothing so loud and so hard that I can't listen to it. We'll try it that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This show, just so much going on out there. I want to hit some of the stories. You guys sent me a bunch of stories during the week. One of them is, I never made it to that mini Ice Age story. I know I touched on it, but I didn't go through it, right? You do listen to the show, right? Don't you? You don't. I didn't think so. Okay. It's all right. Oh, I don't listen to the show either. Don't feel bad. All right. So, according to the scientists, you know, these scientists that we're told that we have to listen to, and I wonder how the guys would feel. I wonder if we had Al Gore sitting here, if he could actually answer the questions. I'm not sure he could. Scientists now are warning about a mini ice age that hit the Earth in 2030, which is probably, if we actually did our homework, it's probably quite cyclical. Now, you got all the rising concerns over the effects of global warming. And, you know, look at the joke going around Facebook right now look at Trump's already been in office less than 12 months. He's already fixed global warming. Right? I mean, you couldn't get the people on the East Coast right now to agree. Oh, no, wait a minute. Climate change. Never mind. They changed it. When they couldn't prove global warming, they couldn't prove global cooling, now it's climate change. That way you can go either way, you know what I'm saying? So amid rising concerns over the effects of global warming, a group of scientists have claimed that the Earth could, in a little over a decade, because, you know, they've been right so often, be hit by a mini ice age that would freeze major rivers starting... A starting prediction is based on a mathematical model of the sun's magnetic energy, which also suggests that the Earth's temperature will start dropping in 2021. Well, if it starts dropping, would that blow up the models they had for global warming? Because weren't we supposed to, well, that was last year. We weren't supposed to have any, I'm confused. I'm just, bear with me. I'm trying to work through this, okay? So, you know, we were supposed to have global, Al Gore said that the ice caps should have been barren last year, shouldn't have been any, but we have more this year than we've had in the past, I don't know, was it, 6-7 years? So they're not gone. They're still there. They're still active and cold, quite cold. But these guys are saying it's going to be even worse by 2021. So I guess Al's going to have to give back those hundreds of millions of dollars he's taken to fight global warming that was never going to happen anyhow, right? the plummeting temperature will then lead to something called the Maunder minimum. What the heck is that? Maunder minimum, which is referred to a previous mini age that occurred between 1646 and 1715, turning London's Thames River into a big frozen skating rink kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Scientists claim that the latest research led by the Mass Professor Valencia. Yeah, can we do this at an American college with English names? Oh, sorry. Valentina Zorkova, a Northumbria University, is built on previous research that predicts the movements of two magnetic waves produced by the sun. It also foretells rapidly decreasing magnetic waves for three solar cycles that will begin in 2021. It'll last for about 33 years. I love how they make these predictions out, right? We should go. I can't wait till Earth Day comes around so we can do all the predictions they blew again, right? And then they kept moving them up. And then they kept changing the terms. Where were all those scientists that came forward and agreed with the global warming, cooling, climate change effect? I'd like them to come back and explain what happened. Because some of them have come out and said, well, they had misinformation, they used the wrong models, and they're trying to save their butts now. According to the model, the two magnetic waves will become increasingly offset during the cycle, which will peak in 2022. During the cycle 26, between 2030 and 2040, the waves will become out of sync, causing a reduction in solar activity by as much as 60%. So the sun is going to die, right? I mean, think about that. If the sun's solar activity decreases by 60%, hello? An ice age is the least of your worries. In cycle 26, the two waves will exactly mirror each other, peaking at the same time, but in opposite hemispheres of the sun. He goes on to say with all this technical jargon that basically the Earth will be stuck in high pollution, low temperatures, and you'll basically be able to skate just about anywhere on the planet. Oh, God, some of this stuff is just out of control. Just really out of control. Okay, we're all pretty excited about the email reinvestigation, if you would. The Department of Justice, some of the people from inside are ripping Obama's administration over, guess what? You heard all the stuff about Weinstein, but did you hear anything about the Obama administration? You will after the break. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
I'm surprised when I shut off for that. I mean, chick, chicky, boom. That was an 80s movie, wasn't it, The Mask? Like 80s something? What do you know? I know. Whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sit down. No dancing. Okay? No dancing. We don't do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We got so much stuff coming at us. We got so much going on in the news to, I don't want to say rattle our cages, but I enjoy this so much. What's this? Let's try. Maybe, what do you guys think about this one? What if we use this one? Let me see. This is a special one for a friend. So we could do that. You go, we are back. That falls right in line, doesn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No, I don't like that. Or maybe I do like it. We'll do it later. I'll do it when I'm not on the air. Wouldn't that be a better idea?
Probably.
Should get to the stories. Hey, a young Democrat Socialist Club calls for, ready for this? I'm sure nothing's been done to them. Beheading Republicans. Like, you really never know, just so we have a little caveat here, you really never know which one of these stories are actually true. Who's spinning something away? You know, because some of these titles that we get from people, you read the title and then you start reading the story and you go, it's really not the title. It's really should have been the title. I'll do this one real quick and then we'll get to some of the really crazy stuff. What's going to happen to conservatives if socialism takes a stronghold in America? Socialism is primed to take over. Especially look at Keith Ellison and those guys that could end up heading up the Democrat Party. You know, my vote would be for Nancy Pelosi at that point. You look at countries that are already falling prey to socialism and that kind of thing, man, it's not pretty. Socialists, communists, and dictators, all of them historically, they're associated with, brutal slaughtering of their people. Suppression of Christians or anybody who has a strong belief system that doesn't put them at the top. Now, Christianity, especially, not compatible with socialism or communism, is it? That's got to scare the crap out of a dictator. I mean, there's a reason why countries like China are bewildered as to how to go about addressing this crisis. Now, according to the estimates, there are more Christians than Communist Party members in China. The government has been known to torture, you know, and proactively wipe out religious groups that rise up. They apparently have more guts than we do in this country. I'm not even just talking about the religious portion, just the party portions that aren't willing to fight for what they believe. You heard me talking about it in the second hour. You know, the creation of a socialist Christian church, you think about some of these churches that go along to get along so they can practice their belief. The only reason the government lets them do it at that time is because they get you stricken with fear. You're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to go far. You're not going to fight if you're fearful. Right? Anyway, it's the socialist, the way socialism is taught in schools, in universities. It's like it's the be-all, end-all, save-all. And they're speaking to a bunch of young kids that are dead up to their eyeballs. And they're saying, you know, under a socialist regime, you wouldn't have to pay for any of this. They would school you, they would give you an education, and send you out to be a productive member of the community to help everybody. Then they provide you an apartment and a way to live and a way to get around and a way to get to work and to make sure you have food on the table. What they don't tell you is that you only get 3 squares of toilet paper a week to wipe your butt with. If you're a female, you might get 6. You only get enough food so you get truly a little fistful every day to eat from. Look at the North Koreans. You get the defectors come over, what do they get? They get a potato per person per day or something like that. I mean, seriously. But you get an educated socialist, they're going to tell you, what are they going to tell you? Come on, everybody, raise your hand, say it at the same time, right? Because socialism has never been implemented properly. We've had university professors all over this country, Democrats, right, left-leaning nut jobs, said that, you know, say things like House Republicans ought to be guillotined, right, an Art Institute professor who said that Republicans ought to be lined up and shot. Can you imagine a Republican even intimating that? What do you think would happen to them? Seriously. Right? Look at even though the Democrats, even though the people on the left keep blaming us on the right for all the violence, who commits it all? Who calls for it all? Come on, think about this. Who really gets it all going? Who makes these people crazy? And these are young Democrats, socialists, young people that you just think about how impressionable they are with the professor up there, right?
Calm down.
Yes, I'm working on it. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's see. What else we got for you? Let me hit a different one so I can calm down. It's okay. Ah, these people. There's really something wrong with these people. Seriously. When you think about how long... Oregonians, I guess, is what the proper terminology for people from Oregon, right? Oregonians? Thank you. All right. Well, I just don't want to give you another word to write in your book. Oregonians are freaking out over pumping your own gas, which is a new law in Oregon. Yeah, pretty much. I know, right? Leave it to the government to... Yeah, and they're going to pander to these. You know they're going to pander to these people, right? Now, Oregon and New Jersey, the only two states that ban self-service gas stations. What is that all about? Seriously. But thanks to a new law that went into effect on January 1st, customers can now pump their own gas in Oregon, though only at standalone gas stations in counties with fewer than 40,000 residents on a Thursday between 9 and noon, as long as coffee isn't being served. This is how stupid this is. Well, why did they even pass this law? I added the coffee part, by the way. But even this tiny increase in freedom was apparently too much for the Oregonians to handle. They needed to go find themselves a legal joint for recreational pot so they could actually calm down a little bit. In a Facebook post that now has gone viral, local news station KTVL polled their fans for their thoughts about the new law. Now, this is great. If you don't think that we are inundated with ignorant people in this country, these are the people that our founding fathers were afraid of and had every right to be. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Sense. If you want to know, want to hear what they had to say? Got to come back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Sense. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Someday going to be able to come up with animation. You know, have these little things dancing along the screen or something. That would be funny. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, you know, when you head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, be part of my politically incorrect posse, that's right, my PIPs, buy the book too. You wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. Yeah, there's a lot you can do up there, including get involved in the live chat room or watch live there. Yeah, or head over to Facebook. You can do it there as well. Or call your local station on and say, hey, how come I have to listen to this show on my smartphone when I want to listen to it on my radio? Why aren't you carrying the show? Rattle some cages, people. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We were talking about Oregon's new law that's freaking people out. Because apparently, now, I don't believe this. All right? I'm just saying. Apparently, according to the article, Oregonians are too stupid to figure out how to pump gas. Right? I mean, seriously, this should not be a big deal. And, I mean, unless there's something about the gas pumps there, we don't know. Unless people in Oregon smoke by the pump, I don't know. But I don't know why. I've been pumping my own gas since I was like 15 years old, which was 170 years ago when I lived in Boston. And they had both. They had self-service. They actually had self-service pumps and they had full-service pumps. So one of the radio stations up there news station, that asked the question, you know, who's okay with this, who's not okay with this? The responses are quite interesting. Many people are not capable of knowing how to pump gas, and the hazard of not doing it correctly. Besides, I don't want to go to work smelling like gas when I get it on my hands or clothes. I agree. It's a bad idea. Well, first off, I'm sorry. I just can't stand it. Even in California, right, with the pumps we have, they make it brainless proof. You don't have to have two brain cells rubbed together to pump gas in California. They have the little screen, and it shows you how to pick up the handle and press the button, put it in the car, you know, put your gas in the car, and you're not supposed to turn the gas on before it's in the holder, right? So you don't have to worry about getting it all over yourself. Matter of fact, I don't think you can turn the nozzle on, at least here, unless it's in the gas tank, right?
Never tried. Why would I do that?
I just mean sometimes you don't even put it in the hand. You don't put it in the gas thing well enough, and it doesn't go on. Did I just give away my secret? I have tried it, right? No. For those of you who have filled up a gas can, you know it's almost impossible to do. Anyhow. I don't even know how. One person says, I don't even know how to pump gas, and I'm 62 years old. Just don't even know what to do with that. I say no thanks. I don't want to smell like gasoline. Then go to the full-service pump. I've lived in the state all my life, and I refuse to pump my own gas, darn it. I had to do it once in California while visiting my brother and almost died doing it. Well, you know, you'll show up at the pump, and you light a cigarette while you're, you know, pumping your gas. Yes, you just might die. This service only qualified people should perform. I will literally park at the pump and wait until someone pumps my gas. Come on, seriously. Tens of millions of Americans across the country. The other 48 states. Last I heard, there was not an epidemic of people dying by inhaling gas fumes or pouring gas on themselves or lighting themselves on fire at the pump. I mean, don't you think this is kind of crazy? Now, the state official justification for the ban was legislators listed a staggering 17 different reasons to defend the state's prohibition on self-service. Right? Mostly because it's a flammable liquid. But, God bless America. Okay, you wonder why. As a society, we're in such trouble. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe some of you, this doesn't shock you at all, right? You got to hear these. These are hilarious. That's about what I hear when I think of society. The dispensing of Class 1 flammable liquids by dispensers properly trained in appropriate safety procedures reduces fire hazards that are associated with the dispensing of Class 1 flammable liquids. So does this mean they have to go to a special store to have someone refuel their cigarette lighter? Remember those little cans that you had, right? I mean, that was pretty darn dangerous, too. You get all over your hand, and then if you were stupid like I was as a kid, you went ahead and lighted a cigarette afterward, waving your hand in the air to try to put the flames out. Very, very, very. Now, see, there's people out there laughing because you did the same thing as a teenager. Appropriate safety standards often are unenforceable at retail self-service stations in other states because the cashiers are often unable to maintain a clear view and give undivided attention to the dispensing of Class 1 flammable liquids. Let me tell you what. If I'm a cashier and you light yourself on fire, I'm not running out to help you. I may dial 911 for you, but I ain't running out to help you. I don't want to get that close to stupid people. Higher liability insurance rates charged to retail self-service stations will hurt the business. Yeah, like they care about the businesses. The dangers of crime and slick service described in subsection 3 of this section are enhanced because Oregon's weather is uniquely adverse because there is no snow or ice in any other state in the United States. Come on. You got to be, I know my Oregonian listens, the AM 1220 in Salem, I'm not making fun of you, but think about this. Come on. Right? Exposure to toxic fumes, subsection 7 of the section, is heightened when the customer is pregnant. So if you're not pregnant, you don't get more fumes? How does that work? Just make sure you're not pregnant when you're pumping gas. I don't know. The exposure to Class 1 flammable liquids through dispensing should in general be limited to as few individuals as possible, such as gasoline station owners and their employees. Okay, let me say it again. You ever fill up your water bottle? If you could do that, you should be able to handle gas dispensing without a problem. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When I heard this, I thought it was a joke. Because I go, come on, we're talking about pumping gas here. I mean, we've done it pretty much every state. My wife and I took a trip across the country with the kids. Yes, and we still have our brain cells.
And we're still married.
Barely, right? And we were all over the place. Although we did send the kids out to pump the gas. So it shows you, if an 11-year-old, 13-year-old could do it.
Because it was so cold.
Are you letting people know how much we torture the kids? Is that what you're doing? So, anyway, if a 13-year-old can do it and you can't, maybe you shouldn't be driving. Seriously. I'm just saying. Let's see. Sessions is terminating U.S. policy that led to legalizing a pot. Now, I love all you guys that say there's nothing wrong with pot, alcohol is more dangerous, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Knock it off. It's just you just trying to self-justify. It's not true. I don't care what the numbers say. You can't check that easily for somebody driving under the influence of dope. There have been plenty of people that have been killed by people under the influence of dope. We called it dope for a reason in the 70s. It's much more powerful now. It's much worse for you now. But here's the thing that bothers me the most. You guys on the left, who think if you don't like a law, you just get to break a law. Because it's all right for you. If you do it, it's okay. If we do it, we're terrible people. So the administration threw a real wrench in the works to legalize marijuana. It lifted the Obama-era policy that kept federal authorities from cracking down on pot trade in states where the drug is legal. So in other words, it lifted the policy where Obama refused to allow the attorney generals or the district attorneys to prosecute people for breaking the law. Think about that. Mr. Obama decided he didn't want people enforcing the law. See, the Congress has to do this. The Congress makes the laws. Now, Jeff Sessions will now leave it up to federal prosecutors to decide what to do when the state rules collide with federal rules. Here's the thing. They've always been allowed to do that. See, they could decide that if a guy who just had a couple of joints in his pocket were going to get prosecuted and go to jail, or not to prosecute the guy at all. And that's the way it's always should have been. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mastino, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, to realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. All kinds of... Somebody sent me pictures of people. I can't believe... You think these are real? The pictures?
Yeah. I don't think they're necessarily all Oregonians, but it might be okay. Over time. But, yeah, they're real.
I mean, for any of you who pump gas on your own, people pulling the trigger on the gas thing before they actually put it in the tank, it's hilarious. Now, the one I've seen plenty of times where the hose is hanging from the car, I used to see that in Boston all the time. I thought it was hilarious. The other one is people... Their tank openings are on the opposite side of the pump, and you're going, come on, seriously? I mean, you don't even have to be taught properly to do that. Do you want that hose hitting your car? I don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sessions, as I was... No, we weren't doing... Were we doing the Sessions one? Yeah, we were doing the email one. Yeah, that's right. About time. See, I already told you what I would do is I'd open up investigations to all of them. Let it go. Let it get done. Let's finish it up. Let's move on. And I think that's the way to do it, frankly. Now, we're talking about the policy that President Obama put in place that basically told the federal AGs not to prosecute anybody. Right? I mean, if they got some dope, leave it alone. Not a big deal. They have always had, what do they call it, prosecutorial discretion. So they didn't have to prosecute people who were caught with a couple of joints in their pocket. That was never the deal. Now, Republican Senator Cory Gardner, who represents Colorado, one of eight states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use, said the change contradicts a pledge Sessions made to him before confirmed as Attorney General. Gardner promised to push legislation to protect marijuana sales, saying he was prepared to take all steps necessary. Right. Within the law. He said within the law. You don't change the laws that Congress and the Senate put into place with one person, one stroke of a pen. You don't do it. The president doesn't have the right to do that. The AG doesn't have a right to do that. They can make minor tweaks and changes, temporary ones at that. Congress should take that law back in and fix it and make sure it gets out right. Anyway, another Republican, Senator Murkowski of Alaska, right? She called the announcement disruptive and regrettable. Well, then, listen, since you're both legislators, fix the law. It ain't that hard. It's like all these DACA freakoids right now that are having a heart attack. Because President Trump pushed it back to Congress and said, hey, fix the law. It's the way you're supposed to do it. This government was never meant to be a dictatorship. The president was never meant to be a dictator. He was never meant to be the guy that could custom tailor a law and do what he wanted to do. And for those of you on the left that are sneakily listening, Obama did the same thing. Yeah, he wrote laws at will. He didn't like something, he wrote an edict. You call him what you want, executive order. I call him an edict. The largely hands-off approach to marijuana enforcement set forth by Mr. Obama and his Justice Department allowed the pot business to flourish into a sophisticated multi-million-dollar industry that helps fund some state government programs. But see, they don't tell you everything. No, they really don't. Go look at the real numbers. Go look at the CDC numbers for Colorado. Look at the increase, the skyrocketed increase in homelessness in Colorado. Right? Trips to the emergency room, CDC calls. Seriously, there are more people on welfare there now. Sessions was a longtime marijuana foe. He's carrying out the Justice Department agenda to follow Trump's top priorities on such issues as immigration, opioids. This change reflects his own concerns, too. He railed against marijuana as an Alabama senator and had assailed in its comparable to heroin. I mean, look at, I'm going to have somebody on next week that's been dealing with this stuff for 30, 40, 50 years. Well, maybe not 50, maybe 40. I'm going to call him out that old. But here's the deal. Whether you want to hear it or not, see, this isn't the marijuana of the 60s and 70s, where the worst it was soaked in vodka, or soaked in wine or something like that, or you had a wine bong or a vodka. I mean, those were crazy things to do, but they weren't these. The amount of chemicals found in these, the amount of power that these have that the other ones did, totally different. Your young people be in some massive problems. They start smoking this stuff like cigarettes, which is so stupid. You know, in California, they got to be 21 to buy cigarettes. Yet they can get dope at 18. I'm kind of confused. I don't care what you say. You know what? Medical marijuana here, it's a joke. It is a joke in California because they have the little doctor's office, 10 by 10 office, takes your blood pressure, says, why do you need this? Because I'm hyper. Oh, so I got ADD. Yeah. Okay, well, this stuff will work for you. Writes your prescription. And what do? You kind of walk through the door or you make a little beeline to the office that's right next door that sells you the dope. And they just happen to be owned by the same people. It's a business. It's a joke. What if you had to go to an actual hospital, a doctor's office, a real doctor's office to get this stuff. Trump, as a candidate, said that the pot should be left up to the states. His personal view, he hasn't been open about his personal view of marijuana yet, but here's the deal. But right now, it isn't left up to the states. They need to pass laws to change that. See, this is what I think the Trumpster's trying to do. He's trying to bring us back into a law-abiding community, law-abiding citizens, a country of laws. Right? So what do? We adhere to the law, like Joe has been saying for 9 years now almost. We adhere to the law, and we change it. We don't break it. You don't like it? You don't like the way it's working? You don't like what it's doing? Then you change it. You repeal it. You turn it around. You rewrite it. I think California was the first state to have medical marijuana. So here's, why does California get to do, we have let them do whatever they want to do. I think the feds need to crack down on California to the point where California can't get nickel one from us. From the feds. Now, officials wouldn't say whether the federal prosecutors would target marijuana shops and legal growers. There are no legal growers. You can't grow under the federal law. You cannot grow dope legally. See, these people are so demented. These are the guys who wrote this are the same guys that wrote undocumented citizens. Right? What's the other joke? We should start calling bank robbers undocumented withdrawers. I'm just saying. So, they denied the timing was connected to the opening of California's sales, which are projected to bring in $1 billion annually in tax revenue. Yeah, that's kind of where Colorado thought they were going to be, but they're not. It's costing them a lot of money to deal with the dope epidemic there as well. It is a jump-off drug. Don't care what you say. Some of you guys will love drugs, and you might be in the chat room right now telling me I'm over the top. I'm not over the top. I've dealt with this stuff long enough to know, and not as a smoker. This is not, again, the dope that you were used to. Officials said Thursday actions might not be the only step towards a greater marijuana enforcement. The department has the authority to sue states on the grounds that state laws regulating pot are unconstitutional because they try to preempt federal law. Asked about the change, the White House spokesman Sarah Sanders said only that Trump's top priority is enforcing federal law, and that it's regardless of what the topic is, that whether it's marijuana or whether it's immigration, we're going to enforce federal law. Gee, that's terrible. You mean a president that wants to actually enforce federal law? A president that actually wants to make sure that we're living out the Constitution, doing what we're supposed to be doing, and legislators are actually legislating? One of the things he said the other day I thought was great. I don't think I ever heard President Obama or Blamo ever say it, which is, my job as president is to protect the American people. That's my number one job. Can anybody send me a clip of President Obama saying that? My number one job as president is to protect you, the American people. You'll probably find all kinds of clips of him saying to protect the Iranians and, well, he would never say the Israelis. For the Jews. The Obama administration in 2013 announced it would not stand in the way of states that legalize marijuana. See, you can't do that. There has to be a law written. You have to change the law first. The president can't just say it's okay. It's not a kingship. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Head up the website, realside.com. I want your email address, and I want you to become a PIP. Remember my politically incorrect posse? Click on Patreon to find out how. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.